This is Inside on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Most live performances, theater, dance, music shows, they were all canceled in March because of COVID-19. And because rehearsals couldn't happen and audiences couldn't gather and the shutdown continued, most entire seasons of these events were canceled. But here's the uplift. On the 4th of July, 10 groups are coming together to stage an evening of the Social Distance Theater. This will be in the parking lot of the 25th Street Theaters in Midtown Sacramento. And on the phone is the organizer, Ray Tatter. He's going to tell us all about it. Hi, Ray. Glad to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me on the show. I really like listening to it. I liked hearing Indigo speak. He was fabulous. So
I think sometimes just sitting back and listening to a voice like that is so much perspective. Right. So you're going to jump into doing live theater.
Yes, we. It's an amazing thing. We discussed it because, as you said, everything came to a close in March. You know, it just there are three theaters here at the 5th and 6th Street Arts Center, and there are sets in three of those theaters that are unused. They're just waiting for actors, and so we can't use the indoor theaters, and we were, you know, crying on our shoulders out here in the parking lot, and somebody said, well, we could have it outside, and we thought, yes, we could. So that's how this started, this social distance theater. There are now, you'd be amazed at the interest in the performing arts community right now about this, because 10 theater groups are now involved in it, singers and songwriters and storytellers and drumming groups, a drumming group. So we have, each group is booking out time for the next 10 Saturdays, starting on the 4th of July. And so on the opening night, we have Angela James, who is a fabulous storyteller. And she's opening for Jessica Malone, who is, I don't know, she's a second-time winner of Best Singer-Songwriter on News and Review.
She's terrific. She's been on Inside a number of times and has a huge fan base here. You're right.
I'm on it. I'm on that fan base. Violinist Georgi Kokobashvili. I don't know if you have heard this violinist, but he is absolutely to die for. Wonderful, wonderful, crazy sound of his violin. And so these kinds of people are coming on. The theater companies are sending short plays. There have been a number of 15-minute play festivals in town. So there's a real host of good plays of that time range. So that'll be interspersed on the Saturday nights with poetry, music, singers. I mean, there's a couple of singers on the following day, given to us by a wonderful group of singers, Shelley Burns singers, and we're really happy about that. So this live performing arts on the outside of our theaters is so odd, but the stage is up now, and we're just starting to decorate, and people can get to us to make there's really limited seating because there's a seat every 10 feet in the parking lot,
which is not a big parking lot either, so it's important to be pre-ticketed so that the capacity is understood.
Right, and the way to do that is really simple. They can just go to California Stage website. Just Google those words, and the website will come up, and there'll be a place where you can make a reservation, and we'll hold on to that, and hope you show up at the door, and that'll be that.
So, Ray, you started planning this, you meaning the collective groups, before the governor's face mask directive was handed down. So now that there's the face mask order, how has that changed plans?
Well, it really hasn't. People can, because they'll be 10 feet apart, people can wear a mask in, and they could actually take their mask off if they want during the show, just like in a restaurant. They can take their mask off during the show. They have to put it back on if they go to the bathroom or they go get up to move around. But I think that's a pretty fair approach to this, and I think it's going to work fine. We wear our masks here all day long. We're real used to it.
I think theater in general is in phase four. It's even later in the reopening. Mm-hmm. In your most optimistic state, of course, you would hope that that's going to happen. But what's your realistic plan?
Oh, we're hoping that October 1st we'll be able to, finish those sets and probably open plays in November. So we're just hoping. We were hoping September 1st, and then we were hoping July 1st, and then we were hoping. We understand that this thing is not going away as soon as we thought it would. This COVID-19. We know that we have to protect our lives and protect the lives of others by wearing those masks and by being careful in terms of not putting anybody at high risk.
So again, this will start on July 4th, 7:30
yes.
in the evening, and continue for a number of Saturdays. It's open air, limited tickets, but social distance theater for bits and pieces of plays, for stories, Broadway songs, and music. How are the actors and the staff and the stage specialists that you work with navigating this time, Ray? Just anecdotally, how's everyone doing?
Doing fine, actually. The theater companies can come here during the day. There's nobody here during the day right now. And they can get up on the stage and rehearse. And then because we backed the outdoor stage onto a indoor area that has a large open area, there are each one about 6 or 8 feet away from there. Each there's a chair for each actor to wait till they go on, and we've done a whole discussion with what they all felt was, because each person in this whole thing has a different feeling about their safety. So we've worked it out with each one of the singers and the like, and how they will be, where they will be before they go on. And when they go on, they can pop off their mask and go up and sing on the stage or say their poem. There's a couple of clowns, and the stage is wide, so they can have that socially distanced idea on stage as well. So we feel strongly that we're really towing the line in terms of being safe.
Hmm. Well, it's just an early indicator of all the changes, the precautions, and the messaging that so many arts groups will be doing as audiences and performers are invited back in. So good luck with this, Ray. This is really kind of a brave new experience. But
yeah, it sure
social
is.
Distance theater, if you have sellouts every week, you'll know you're onto something.
Well, I sure hope so. I think people are really needing to get out. We've already had a bunch of calls, and we only put up the notices day before yesterday. And so people will have to, go to our website to be able to secure a seat right away, because I think people are so tired of being indoors. And they just need to get out for a little bit. And this is a safe way to do it.
All right, Ray. Thanks so much.
Yeah,
as I said,
you.
Congratulations and stay safe, okay? Good luck.
Will do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We will post a link to California Stage, which is calstage.org. Social distance theater, again, begins on 4th of July. Ray Tatter is the producing artistic director at California Stage, and this area is the 25th, 26th, and R streets of Sacramento's Midtown. So all of that is at capradio.org/insight. I have just been told that Governor Newsom has scheduled a press conference today. He just had one Monday, so this is a little bit surprising. Also, it's going to be at 11 as opposed to noon, which is his regular time. So Cap Radio will broadcast that press conference. You can hear it at capradio.org and on air at that time. Again, that's coming up at 11 this morning. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. We're back with another live show tomorrow that has a lot of great stuff in it, so be sure to join us. Stay safe, take care, and be aware.